Did you ever lose a kid or be like, oh, where's that kid? Forget him. 314-531-9898. If you are a parent and you had a pickup miscommunication, an issue where you're supposed to pick him up at school or a practice or a friend's house, and then the kid is just sitting there waiting. I think parenting is so hard to do, and you always feel bad if you have one of those mistakes, but having that community saying, no, nope, I've been there. We've had that issue before helps. So if you've ever had that issue, what happened? 314-531-9898. Kevin's had it happen a couple of times, so now he's going to extreme lengths.
Yeah, well, the issue is, okay, so my son, Jackson, usually takes the bus home.
Okay.
So when I pick him up for, like, doctor's appointments, or we're going to the dentist, or we got to do something after school, he's not used to that. And on occasion, I have been in the car line to pick him up, and he hasn't showed because he's in the bus line or he's taking the bus home. So as he started, you know, eighth grade, and eighth grade being at the high school, we talked about, here's where I'm going to park. Here's where we're going to be. You're going to come out. I'm going to leave a note when I leave so you know when I pick you up. When I pick you up at school, this is where I'm going to be, and you know
you left him a note. I'm picking you up from school today. Okay.
Exact direction.
So I left him the note the other day. I'm going to pick you up. Here's where we're going to be. And I parked my car, and I'm waiting for my son to come out of school, and I can see, you know, the doors from where I'm parked, and he's not coming out. He's not coming out. Oh, wait. He is coming out. There he goes. And he's going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
I can't let you get on the bus because we'll never make the doctor's appointment in time. So I did what most parents would do in this situation. I got out of my car and I ran down yelling my son's name. Jackson! Jackson! Over here.
I can just see Kevin running through all the people. Like,
oh, my gosh.
And kids are like, Jackson, I think that's your dad.
That's what they said.
And then, you know, so my son, trying to be cool, just kept walking.
Oh, no! Did he know he was making it worse.
And then we kind of
he's probably like, I've seen him run. I think I can outwalk him.
Right. So finally he did stop. He turned around. He said, Dad, you're supposed to be here. I said, this is where I was going to park. No, you're supposed to be over here. This is the area. All right, fine. Sorry about embarrassing you. But that's just one of those things. So,
but I feel like most parents have had miscommunication with the drop-off, pick-up. It's confusing, and most parents have had the situation which led to all this, where the kid got on the bus and they were waiting in the drop-off line, or you went to the wrong place, or they had the wrong time.
Yeah, I told my son, I said, here's the sad truth, it's genetic. My dad, actually, one time, when, you know, we always had some miscommunications when he would pick us up from school, but usually it was more miscommunications when you'd go to a party and you couldn't drive yet, and he would, you know, try to find the house with a flashlight. So my dad went my dad went door to door one time with a flashlight trying to find me at a party, and I'm like, what? You couldn't tell that the kids were at this house? So,
oh my God, I'm lucky he didn't get shot.
No. Yeah.
All right, you had miscommunication when you were trying to pick up your kids. You left them just waiting, and you're like, I feel like crap afterwards, but maybe it's genetic, like Kevin. 314-531-9898. It's okay, parents. What happened? Look, parents, it's all going to be all right. We all make mistakes, like leaving our kids behind. We're commercial-free on the Brett Magus Show. There's just mix-ups when it comes to communication. When you're trying to juggle a lot of things as parents, trying to do and navigate the pickup line and where the kids are going and where you're supposed to be, and it's just a lot. Like, I was supposed to be at this practice. No, you were supposed to pick up the kid at practice. And Kevin's son has issues with when Kevin's supposed to pick him up, he still gets on the bus and is headed home, and Kevin's just waiting at the school.
Right, yeah. So I will embarrass you.
So Kevin will literally run down. Do not get on the bus, Jackson, waving him down to make sure he doesn't get on the bus so this does not happen again. Because it does. It happens to parents all the time. Sarah, this happened to your mom when you were younger. What happened?
So when I was 13, my friends and I went to Mid Rivers Mall. You know, that normal teenager, like, it's Saturday, whatever.
We were teenagers, we just hang out at the mall. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. Drop me off at the mall. We'll just walk around and look at stores. Hannah said she did that the other day. Like, we were like, what are you, 13 again?
Yeah, shout out West County Mall.
So you were doing that at 13, huh, Sarah?
Yeah. And, like, so my friend's mom, she was the one who, you know, brought us there. And I guess she called my mom, left a voicemail, which is terrible to do. You never do that with my mother because my mom won't check it until the next day. And because she doesn't, and she didn't know this mom's phone number, I gave it to her, but she, of course, you know, gets busy. It happens, mm-hmm. whatever. And so she told my mom to that they were leaving at 3:30, and if she could come pick me up because they had to go the opposite direction of my house. That's fine, whatever. I'm a parent myself, I get it. But my mom never got that voicemail. So it's now closing time at Mid River.
Oh, no.
Stop.
And my mom is like in full panic. She's called the police. She's called my two older brothers. She's called my dad. She's called every person she knows to come find me because I'm 13. So you can imagine my mom's like worried. So, and of course, the St. Charles County Police Department, they were like, do you know your mom's phone number? I'm like, actually, yes, I do. Can you call? They've called my mom now 4 times because my mom's phone she's on the phone with the other police department trying to find me.
And not answering. This is why you don't need voicemails. Voicemails actually became obsolete because of your mom. Like, people stopped leaving voicemails because they heard about this story.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, they just like, you know, and one officer who just happened to be a dad, he was like, I'm just going to take you home. It's fine. I get home. My mom is not mad at me. She is not mad at me. She's mad at the other parent. Because
then you started mom drama. You. Yeah, for just like, hey, you don't just leave them and then say, I told you in a voicemail.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, well, that's literally, and the mom made it seem like it was my mom's. Like, in a sense, yes, it was my mom's fault for not checking her voicemail. But, like, as a parent myself now, I would be constantly be like, hey, did you get my voicemail? Hey, did you get my voicemail?
You were 13 when this happened. It seemed like this really stuck with the family, right?
Yeah.
As I got older, when I started driving myself, I'm like, I'll drive myself. It's fine. I'm not carpooling with you. I'll just drive myself.
I was going to say, were you allowed to ever hang out with this kid again? Or was there no tension? Oh.
Yeah.
No, like my mom was like, that parent is so irresponsible. I would never do that. I would rather waste the gas money than have these kids. Like my mom went into a full rager. She was not mad at me whatsoever. She's like, this is not your fault. I'm not mad at you. I'm pissed at this parent.
The tea was hot.
Yeah. Sarah's the reason that malls are like closing now. Like, kids can't hang out at malls.
Yeah, Mid-Rivers actually isn't open anymore.
All because of Sarah's mall incident. Thank you so much for the call. Parents, we do have something awesome for you to do with your kids. We'll tell you all about it in 3 minutes right after Selena Gomez on Y98 St. Louis.